Today we'll deal with Parshas Tetzaveh, Parshas HaShavua, and Sunday and Monday we'll deal with Inyanei Purim. One of the main themes of Parshas Tetzaveh, of course, is various aspects of Big Day Kahuna, and in that context you find the fundamental machlokas rishonim in Minyan HaMitzvot, how in fact they should be counted. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel writes that there is a mitzvah slavisha. The Rambam writes that Isha mitzvah ha'konim lilvosh bigdeim ha'miyuchadim l'chavot l'sifaret. The Kohen is obligated to don the Big Day Kahuna. And then the Rambam stresses va'oz ya'avod b'mikdash. And only subsequently he can go ahead and perform avoda. So the Rambam writes, in addition to the particular avoda, there is a mitzvah of levishas ha'begadim. The Ramban is masik, and that mitzvah Lamed Gimel points out that the Halachos Gedolos does not count the Big Day Kahuna as a mitzvah at all, and the Ramban explains that that's because this is not a mitzvah, but rather it is simply a hechsher mitzvah. There's no independent mitzvah of levishas ha'begadim. There is, of course, a chiyuv of avoda, and therefore, when the Kohen dons Big Day Kahuna, it is not a mitzvah, but rather it's considered to be a hechsher mitzvah. And as you find in Sefer Mitzvahs earlier in Shoresh Yud, that which is a mitzvah, of course, is counted. However, hechsher mitzvah is not counted as a mitzvah bifnei atzma. Right? In that mitzvah, mitzvah lamed gimel, the Ramban writes that generally speaking, as we mentioned in earlier shiurim, with the exception of Aron, this is also true when it comes to klei hamishkan, that the klei hamishkan and klei avodah are not considered to be independent mitzvahs, but rather the particular kli is necessary only in order to perform the avodah, and therefore the kelim are considered to be a hechsher mitzvah. The Ramban goes a step further and argues as follows, that if in fact the Rambam is correct, that there is an independent mitzvah slavisha, so why is it that this is considered to be a single mitzvah? The Ramban mentions the possibility that levisha's Big Day Kuna should be three separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of the Kohen Hedyot, and the Kohen Gadol of wearing the Ches Begadim, and the Kohen Gadol of wearing the Dalet Begadim, a Big Day Lavan. So therefore, if the Rambam is correct that this is considered to be an independent mitzvah, so therefore, why is it counted as a single mitzvah, but not as three separate mitzvahs? Interestingly, the Ramban concludes that although the Halachos Gedolos does not count this as a mitzvah, and according to the Bahag it is only a Hechsher Avoda, the Ramban nonetheless maintains that he sides with the Rambam Shita, that he assumes that the most proper Shita is that of the Rambam, this is considered to be a mitzvah. The Bahag is mentioned, however, maintains it is not considered to be an independent mitzvah, but rather it's considered to be that which is a Hechsher mitzvah. Why, in fact, would you argue that this is counted independently? One of the possibilities the Ramban writes is based on the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Peches, and that is the Gemara stresses that the Big Day Kun are able to secure kapara. The Gemara tells us that just like karbanos are mechaprim, af Big Day Kahuna mechaprim. And the Gemara goes on in Zvachim Peches to delineate the various averos. The Ksonis is mechapra for shvichas damim, the Mechnasayim serve as a kapara for Gili Arayos, the Mitznefes for Gasas Haruach, and therefore again, the Gemara writes that aside from its role as Avoda, but there also is another role that Big Day Kuna plays. The Torah tells us explicitly, for example, when it comes to the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears, there's a concept of Ritzui tzitz, tzitz meratzen. The Gemara has some focus in the beginning of Sanhedrin Daf Yabez, whether that's only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing Big Day Kuna, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing Big Day Kuna. But you see from the Sugi in Sanhedrin, the Sugi in Zvachna Peches, that there is a role that the Big Day Kuna serve in terms of securing Kapara. This is what the Ramban alludes to explain why one might argue that there's an independent mitzvah of Big Day Kuna aside from Avoda, because independently there's a certain Kapara which is secured by the Big Day Kuna itself. In order to answer the Kasha the Ramban, that if indeed you maintain that this is a mitzvah, why is it considered to be one mitzvah? Why is it not three separate mitzvahs? Poshim Shat the Ramban, right? Kasha is resolved by arguing as follows, that the Rambam would in fact be mode of a mitzvah. The Rambam would argue as follows, that there is a mitzvah of Levisha's Big Day Kuna, but perhaps the mitzvah is lahachshir atzmo la'avoda. That is the nature of this mitzvah, that the Kohen has to ready himself in order to perform the avoda. Whatever the avoda requires, if it's avodas Kohen Hedyot, then it's Dalet Begadim, and if it's avodas Kohen Gadol, it's Shmona Begadim, and if it's avodas Yom HaKippurim, then it's the Dalet Big Day Lavan. Whatever the requisite avoda is,
The mitzvah is that the Kohen is machshir atzmo la'avoda.
And if that is true, so therefore you can understand why the Rambam would write that yes, it is a mitzvah, but it is one mitzvah. It is not considered to be three separate mitzvahs. This link between Levisha and Avoda is explicit in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Klein HaMikdash, and you look at the Rambam as well in Sefer HaMitzvos, you will find, right, the following. That the Rambam writes that the mitzvah is Lilbosh Bigdei Kohuna Le'avoda. That's what the Rambam writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam lists the mitzvot that he's about to discuss. In a mitzvah Yud Beis, in the very opening of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah is Lilbosh Bigdei Kohuna, not period, but Bigdei Kohuna La'avoda. And if you look in the Minyan HaMitzvos, in the very beginning of Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam writes the same, that Lios HaKohanim Lovshim La'avoda Bigdei Kohuna. So the Rambam admits that even though there's an independent mitzvah, but clearly what is driving this mitzvah is lahachshir atzmo, la'avoda. We've discussed in earlier shiurim the Rambam, the very last halacha, in Hilchos Kilayim, in Perek Yud Halacha Lamed Beis, where the Rambam is of the opinion that if the Kohen will wear Bigdei Kohuna shelo b'shas avoda, there's Malkus Daraisa for the Isra Kilayim, and the Raiva disagrees. But the Rambam Shita is clear. The entire heter of wearing Bigdei Kohuna, which contains shatnez, is only Letzorech Avoda. And Ad Kedei Kach, that if you wear Shlo B'Shas Avoda, there is Malkus Daraisa. In the Sefer Mitzvos of Rav Sadia Gaon, Rav Yerucham Perlhorn points out the following Ha'ara, that Rav Sadia Gaon mentions Bigdei Kohuna not in terms of Mitzvos Asei, Mitzvos Los Asei, but in many of the Svarim and Begonim, you have a breakdown of mitzvos in terms of parshios. Parshios hamutalos al hatzibur. And within that framework, Rav Sadia Gaon mentions the mitzvah of Bigdei Kohuna. What exactly does it mean that Bigdei Kohuna is a chovas hatzibur? In what sense? Rucham Perlhorn suggests, according to Rav Sadia Gaon, the following, that Rav Sadia Gaon stresses not the levisha, but rather asiyas Bigdei Kohuna. Asiyas Bigdei Kohuna. Just as there's a mitzvah of Osli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sofam, there's a mitzvah Asiyas Bigdei Kohuna. In order to see to it, of course, that you have the Mishkan, you have that which is necessary in order to do Avoda. If it's a mitzvah Asiyah, like, for example, Asiyas HaShulchan, Asiyas HaMenorah, Asiyas HaKiyor, so therefore that is not a Chovas Yachid, but rather that is considered to be a Chovas HaTzibur. If that is true, so you have several possibilities in terms of the Hadara of Bigdei Kohuna. According to Rav Sadia Gaon, the possibility that is a mitzvah Asiyah, to make the Bigdei Kohuna Chovas HaSifares. According to Halachos Gedolos, it's not a mitzvah at all, it's a hefshir avoda. According to the Rambam, it's a single mitzvah, lahachshir atzmo l'avoda. The possibility, according to the Rambam, that no, these are considered to be three independent mitzvahs regarding Levisha itself. The fact that the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah Levisha, perhaps, is l'shitasei in the following sense. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, right, in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, writes the following. Ketzad Seder Levisha Sabagadim. What is the proper Seder? What is the order with which the Kohen wears the Bigdei Kohuna? The Rambam writes the following. First the Michnasayim, then the Ksones, followed by the Avnet, and then Mitznefes. Michnasayim, Ksones, Avnet, Mitznefes. That's the Rambam Seder. The Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel, there is also a Seder Levisha regarding Kohen Gadol. The Rambam writes that the first three are the same, if Nasayim, Ksones, and Avnet. Then the Rambam writes it is the Me'il, Ephod, Choshen, Mitznefes, Tzitz. The Rambam has a Seder Levisha regarding Bigdei Kohuna. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadites is bothered by this Chiddush. Where do you see that there is a Seder Levisha? Does the Gemara mention that there is indeed a Seder Levisha? What is the makar of the Rambam? The Minchas Chinuch points out the following. There is a partial makar. That's the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Chaf Gimel Amadein. The Gemara just makes the following statement. That minayin shlo yihya davar kodem lemichnasayim. That's the Gemara. Michnasayim must come first. The pasuk says, "Vayikravav u'michnasei bad yilbash al bisaro." That means that al bisaro, the first thing that is put on is the michnasayim. That's all the Gemara mentions. But the Rambam assumes a chiddush, seder levisha. So the Minchasinach writes something which is, sounds a bit dachuk as follows, that the Rambam seder levisha is really lav dafka. The kpeda is the michnasayim must come first. But the fact that it must be followed in the order of ksonis avne mitznefes, that perhaps is lav dafka. Why does the Rambam mention that's the seder? The Minchas Chinuch just simply writes that Nakat Sidra Dekra. When the Torah presents the Big Day Kuna, that's the order that the Torah gives. A Michnasayim, Sones, Avnid, and Mitznefes. But really, the Kpeda is only Michnasayim comes first, and the rest really are loved after. The Rambam could have said that simply Minayin Shleid Dover Kodon Michnasayim, and that would have been it. Again, somewhat doubtful. The Rambam writes, Ketzat Seidel Lishas Beganim. It does not seem that that is only referring to Michnasayim and everything else is lav dafka. Vashem Shat, one could argue the following. This is the Chiddush of Ashawai suggested, and that is that no, when you couple the two together, you understand the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Torah tells us that Michnasayim must come first. That's explicit in the Gemara. But the Rambam also understood that there's a mitzvah slavisha. There's a mitzvah slavisha. And just as when it comes to mitzvahs generally, there's always a seder hadvarim. When it comes to chalitza, there's rikika, there's the chalitza, there's the kriya saparsha, but of course, there's halach of seder. Every mitzvah has a certain sequence. So therefore, the Torah mentions michnasayim ksones avdet misnefes, and it's explicit in the pasuk of al basaro that first must come first. The Rambam understood, huhadinami. If there's a mitzvah slavisha, and the Torah goes out of its way and tells us that that which is mentioned first must come first, the Rambam inferred that huhadinami, that which comes second must be second, that which comes third must be third, that which is mentioned last, the mitznefes, that is the last of the big day kunas the Kohen wears. The fact that the Torah tells us mitznasayim is kodem, that indicates that the order is bedavka. And why is the order bedavka? Because there is a mitzvah slavisha. If one should assume, like for example, the halachos gedolos, that it's all a hechsher mitzvah, so that would be a great chiddush to assume that there is a seder hadvarim within the hechsher mitzvah. But if one assumes it's a mitzvah slavisha, one understands very well. One could argue even further. We just mentioned that the Rambam sheet is that there's a mitzvah slavisha. And if the Kohen will wear big day kuna shelo b'shas avod, there's malchus daraisa. So the Rambam writes that last halach milchus klayim, the Kohen goes and wears big day kuna shelo b'shas avod, there's malchus daraisa because of the avnet. And the Rabbi disagrees and says that's not true. But I ask you the following. The levisha, michnasayim ksones avdeit mitznefes. If I were asked, I would have said the following. The problematic beged that the Kohen Hedyot wears is the avnet. No, that's the beged that entails shatnes. So shouldn't it be that that should be the last that the Kohen will wear samuch lavoda? After all, the Rambam writes the Kohen is not allowed to wear big day kuna shelo b'shas avoda. Why? Because of the avnei shebo. So I would tell you the following. Let the Kohen go ahead and put on the michnasayim ksones mitznefes. At the very end, right before he's going to do the avoda, then put on the avnei. Yet the Rambam writes that is not the seder levisha. The seder levisha is michnasayim ksones avnei and mitznefes. So how do you understand that? So the Chora, one could argue as follows, that now, if there's a mitzvah slavisha, and there's a seder to the mitzvah, so then there's no kasha. The Kohen has to wear the big day kuna, and the Torah gives you the seder, so what's the kasha? What right do you have to put it on in that order? Mitzvah sabakach. What right does the Kohen have to wear an avin? It's shatnez. Mitzvah sabakach. Here, if the Torah tells you that there's a mitzvah slavisha, there's a sequence, mitzvah sabakach. But if you're going to tell me that that's not true,
that it's lav davka, like the Menchasina cry, it's lav davka, there's nothing wrong with putting on davne last. If you can put davne last, before you must put davne last. That's Shabbat Yisra of Shapnes. Perhaps one could argue this is l'shitase in that sense, that the Rambam who assumes that the mitzvah of Yisra's big day kun is only b'shas avoda, and yet the Torah presents the Seder Levisha as the Avnei before the Mitznefes, it must be that there's a Mitzvah Levisha. Because if there would not be a Mitzvah Levisha, so then the Avnei would be the first to be removed and the last to be put on. Elamai, no. The Rambam assumes that there's a Mitzvah Levisha, and if there's a Seder HaDvarim, so therefore there's no Kash at all. Right? That's the Seder HaMitzvah. So perhaps one could start guessing again. It's not just simply that the Rambam looked at the Pasuk and if there's a Seder in the stomach, the Pasuk is telling us. The Seder is a difficult kasha, no? The Seder HaKra is Avnei before Mitznefes, and the Rambam writes, you cannot wear the Avnei unnecessarily. The answer must be, here it is necessary. This is considered to be part of the Mitzvah's Levisha. A further Kiddush in the Rambam. There is, of course, an Isser of Mechusar Begadim. The Torah tells us that the Kohen must wear the Big Day Kuna, cannot do Avoda, believe Big Day Kuna. The Baha counts this as a separate Isser. Right, the Nosah says Samaches, that there is a love of Mechusar Begadim. Mechusar Begadim Shishimesh. The Rambam does not count an Isser of Mechusar Begadim. It's interesting, right? The Baha does not count the Mitzvah Slavisha. The Baha counts an Isser of Mechusar Begadim. The Rambam counts the Mitzvah Slavisha, does not count the Isser of Mechusar Begadim. Opposite Shittos of Halachos Gedolos and the Rambam. Why exactly is that the Rambam does not count? The Rambam certainly has such an Isser. The Rambam writes in Halachos Klei HaMikdash Perek Yud, Halacha Dalet, that the Kohen Gadol Shashimas Pachos Mishmone, if the Kohen Gadol wears anything less than 8, the Kohen Hebiot wears anything less than 4, the Rambam writes this is called Mechusar Begadim, the Rambam writes the Avodaso Psula, it's not just that Lechatchila, the Avodas Pasul is the result. And V'chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim, there's a Chiyiv Misa. So why does the Rambam not count this independently? The Rambam adds two words that answers the Kasha. The Rambam writes, "Chayv Misa B'nei Shemayim Mehecha Teisim." Where do you see that there's a Chayv Misa B'nei Shemayim from Mechusar Begadim? The Rambam writes, "Kizar Shishimesh." Kizar Shishimesh. The Rambam continues, "Shenemar." But if the pasuk says, "Nishmas Chates," the Chagarto Sam Avne, you wear the big Deikuna, and then Vahaisalahem Kuhuna. Al Yedei Levisha's big Deikuna, then Vahaisem Kuhuna. What does that mean? Is man shibig deyam aleihem, kunasan aleihem. Ein big deyam aleihem, ein kunasan aleihem. The Rambam writes, Mechusar Begadim is kizar shashimesh. And the Rambam writes, when it comes to a zar, that the Torah tells us in the Midbar Yerches, v'hazar hakarev yumas. That reference to the Rambam, is man shibig deyam aleihem, that's the Gemara, Zvachim daf yivzayim lebein, and Sanhedrin and daf pei gimel. Great Chiddush the Rambam Shita. That according to the Rambam, that Mechusar Begadim is not an independent Isser, but rather without Big Day Kuna, the Kohen does not have a Kedushas Kohen Avoda. And in such a case, right, there's an Isser Daraisa and Avoda is Psula, Avoda is Mechuleles. The Rambam writes the same in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Yates, Halacha Bein. The Rambam writes, Mechusar Begadim is Harayu Kizar, and Beloki Mavar. Dino Kizar, not an Isser Bifnei Atzmo, but rather B'Toras Zar. In fact, if Yosef Engel writes an Esven Daraisa, Klal Yates raises the following Chakira, Big Day Kuhuna. Is that Litzorech Kuhuna, or is that Litzorech Avoda? Why is it necessary to wear the Big Day Kuhuna? Is Halachin Gavra? Because the Avoda must be done Ayidei Kohen, and he is not a Kohen Avoda without Big Day Kuhuna? Or it's the Tzorech Avoda. We just discussed that. Gemara Zvachim Teiches. Ma Karbanos Mechapim, Afi Yikru Mechapim. Nu Poshe Pshat, to an extent, this could be part of that machlokas between the Rambam, right, and the Bahar. According to the Rambam, who writes that mechusar begadim is a psul b'torah zar, that's a lachin gavrin, kedushas kohen. One could argue, according to the halachos, gadolus accounts this as a separate psul avoda, mechusar begadim. So perhaps it's an independent iser, a separate law, the Torah Chavoda. In fact, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Yizayin Mabez, quotes two different makoros from Mechusar Begadim. And perhaps this is exactly the issue. One makor that we mentioned is what the Rambam quotes, Bizman Shebigdeleim Konosan Aleihem. That's Alach in Gavra, the Torah Zar. Then the Gemara quotes another makor, Gzera Shavah Chuka Chuka. Just as there's a psul of Shtui Yayin, the Gemara says there's a psul of Mechusar Begadim. Negzera Shavah Chuka Chuka. One could argue Bizman Shebigdeleim Konosan Aleihem, that's Alach in Gavra. Shtui Yayin Poshav Shad is a psul avoda. A Kohen who is shasui, who does avoda. The psul is b'tor azar, he's not a Kohen. No, it's a psul avoda. If the gzera shav is chuka, chuka perhaps is true when it comes to mechusar begadim as well. This chiddush of the Rambam, that mechusar begadim is a psul b'tor azar, not an independent psul, perhaps, right, is l'shitase in the following sense. Another Rambam, Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph. Here the Rambam writes the following. Let's assume you have a zar who is mechusar begadim she'avad. A non-kohen does avoda. Lachor, one could argue there are two isurim. Number one is b'torah zar. Number two is b'torah mechusar begadim. The Rambam writes, there's one set of malchus. The Rambam's explicit. A zar, mechusar begadim, is loka achas. Why is that true? So if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah just writes the following biur. That the iser of mechusar begadim is only stated regarding one who otherwise could do avoda, namely a kohen. There's no iser mechusar begadim for one who is excluded from avoda. That's the bir of the Kesef Mishnah. A zar who's not roi l'avoda. What do you mean mechusar begadim? Mechusar begadim assumes that you're a person who could potentially do avoda. You can only do avoda in A, B, C, and D. Right, that svara could be applied to other cases as well. A zar, for example, shlorachas yadayim fraglayim. In such a case, right, he'll get one set of malchus b'tar azar, because mechitzas yadayim fraglayim is only for a person who's rei lavoda. But according to this chiddush in the Rambam, one could argue somewhat differently, not exactly as the Kesef Mishnah writes. If I ask you if a zar does avoda without rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim, and if I will tell you you're only chayiv once, your teretz will have to be that's because the mitzvah of rechitzas v'raglayim is only for one who could otherwise do avoda. But when it comes to the case of a zar who's mechusar begadim, there I'll tell you it's a much more basic reason. No, mechusar begadim is possible but Torah zar, finished. You're not going to say that one who lacks Yechitzi Siddam Raglaim is a zar. So if I tell you this chiddush of the Rambam, that a zar shlorachas is only loka achas, you'll have to tell me that the mitzvah of Yechitzi is only for one who otherwise is rei lavoda. A Kesef Mishnah Svara. But in the case of a zar who's mechusar begadim, there one could argue, hainu hach. No? The question doesn't begin. Mechusar begadim is possible, but Torah zar. So zar, of course, is only loka achas. That's the chiddush of the Rambam regarding mechusar begadim. So, you have again a kedushas kohen, kohen is rei lavoda, the need to wear big dekuna, bizman shebigdan aleihem kuhnasan aleihem. There's a fascinating discussion found in the Mordechai. The Mordechai is in Gittin, in Oz Tavsa Mechala, where the Mordechai tells the following story.
that Maisa b'Kohen sheyotzak mayim al yedei Rabbeinu Tam. That there was a particular Kohen who washed the hands of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Hikshalo Talmud, the Talmud who was present, raised the following issue. How can that be? Doesn't the Yerushalmi say, Hamishtamish b'kohuna ma'a? If a person goes ahead and utilizes the services of a Kohen, he violates an issue. So how did you, Rabbeinu Tam, allow your hands to be washed al yedei Kohen? The Mordechai writes, Ve'heshiv lo. Rabbeinu Tam answered as follows. What do you mean? Right. Ein bem kedusha bizman hazeh. That doesn't apply to zman hazeh. Rabbeinu Tam studied the Gemara, bizman shebigdein aleihen, kuhunasan aleihen. And therefore, bizman hazeh, that does not apply. So the Talmud adds the further kasha. That's true. Bizman shebigdein kuhunasan aleihen, so therefore, kol milei kedusha lo levet behu. If that's true, we shouldn't accord any special covenant to the Kohen. Bizman shebigdein kuhunasan aleihen. And the Shasik Rabbeinu Tam. The Shasik Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam did not answer the Tam. The Mordechai continues and writes, Beheshiv Rabbeinu Peter. Rabbeinu Peter answered as follows. Well, of course, the Kohen has Kedusha, but Yachal Imchal. The Kohen can be Mochal in his Kedusha. So if the Kohen wants to wash the hands of Rabbeinu Tam, that's fine. It's Nitan Mechiva. What exactly was the Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam suggested what? That there's no mitzvah of kavod. Bizman hazeh. There's no mitzvah of kidashto bizman hazeh. The kidashto is only bizman shebigdein kanasan aleihen. That's Rabbeinu Tam meant. And when the Talmud said, so then why do we accord any honor to the Kohen? Rabbeinu Tam was stumped. What was such a compelling kasha? What was the kavana of Rabbeinu Tam? So Rav Shoy suggested the following. The Talmud did not ask Rabbeinu Tam, how is it possible that your hands were washed by a Kohen? After all, there's a mitzvah of the Kidashto. That wasn't the Kashan. Right, the Talmud was asking alumnus, no? The Talmud says, it says in the Yerushalmi, Hamishtamish b'kuhuna ma'o, that there's an Isser mi'ila. Why did the Talmud ask from the case of Mi'ila? Why didn't the Talmud just simply say that the Gemara tells us v'kidashto, and therefore one should not take advantage of the services of the Kohen? The answer of Poshub Shat is the following. What Rabbeinu Peter suggested is obvious, that v'kidashto is nitan l'mechila. V'kidashto is nitan l'mechila. That's why the Talmud did not ask from the case of v'kidashto. The Talmud asks from the case of Mi'ila. Mi'ila is not something which is Nitan Mechila. Rabbi Yotam's Teret, Bizman Shebigdein Kanasan Leyan, is addressing that point. That Kiddush that you find in Yerushalmi, Hamishtamish Bekohuna Ma'al, that is only Bizman Shebigdein Leyan. Mi'ila, that's only when you have a full Kedushas Koyim Avoda, Bizman Shebigdein Kanasan Leyan. True, Mi'ila is not Nitan L'Mechila, but Mi'ila is only Bizman Shebigdein and Kanasan Aleihen. Now the Talmud made a mistake. The Talmud said, well, why do we accord any kiyum, any added kavod to the Kohen? Now that Rabbi Yotam Nafi was a kash at all, not Shatzer Kimatini, he was stumped. No. What, Bechibato? Of course Bechibato applies, but obviously, Bechibato is Nitan L'Mechila, as Rabbi Peter writes. Certainly is Nitan L'Mechila. The Chiddush Yerushalmi that there is Mi'ila. And so that Bizman Shebigdein Aleihen Kuhunasan Aleihen. So therefore again you have various possibilities in terms of Kedushas Kohen. You have simply the mitzvah of B'kidashto, that certainly is true. And then you have a Kohen who's Rai La'avoda Bizman Shebigdein Aleihen Kuhunasan Aleihen. Tosfos even writes in Zvachim and Daf Chav Dalet, just a very interesting Hagdara. Tosfos writes the following, that Bigdei Kuna has the status of a Kli Sharis. That's what Tosfos writes. Mekadshin ha'adam la'avod avoda. Just as a Kli Sharis is Mekadish, that which is contained within the Kli, Tosfos writes the same thing as Shua when it comes to Bigdei Kuna. Bigdei Kuna al-Pidin have the status of a Kli Sharis, which is Mekadish the Kohen la'avoda. Interesting Kiddush.
So you have a Kohen, right? And then a Kohen Harei Lavoda, Tosefes Kedusha. There's an interesting Chakir, there were Samea phrases. This is found in Hilchos Kohen HaMikdash Perakei Halacha Yud Zayin, where Samea writes the following. What is Kohen Gadol? What is Kohen Gadol? Is it Kohen Hedyot Shani Tosef Bakdusha? Kohen Hedyot and then plus? Or the Rosemeya Christ, is this a Sug Kohen Acher? A complete independent Kedusha. To what extent is the Kedusha of Kohen Gadol built on Kedusha's Kohen? To what extent is it considered to be that which is independent? An interesting Chakira of the Rosemeya. He writes that perhaps this is a machlokes based on the following. The Rambam writes in Kohen Mikdash Perakei Halacha Tezayin that a Kohen cannot do avoda for the first time, nor can a Kohen Gadol do avoda for this time. Ad shiyavi asiri sa'efa mishalo va'avoda biyado. First he has to bring a carbon, asiri sa'efa. The Torah writes in Veikra Perak Vav that carbon Aaron uvana v'shiakrivu l'Hashem Biyom Himashach Oso. So therefore, a Kohen cannot engage in other avodas until he goes ahead and brings this carbon to initiate the Kohen la'avodah. The Rambam now in Halacha Yud Zayin writes the following. Let's assume you have a Kohen shelo ava adai miyamo. A Kohen never did avodah. And all of a sudden, somehow, he is appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. Right? You have a rookie who's never done the avodah at all. He becomes the Kohen Gadol. The Rambam writes the Chiddush, maybe beis karbanos b'chinucho. He has to bring two different karbanos. He has to bring one karban to be mechanichim as a Kohen la'avoda, and then he can bring the separate karban for the Tosefes Kedusha of Kohen Gadol. And the Kesef Mishnah points out that Rambam, that Yerushalmi disagrees, and writes that one karban is considered to be sufficient. The Sameach writes this Lamdos, that according to the Rambam Shita, right, that first you must have the Kedushas Kohen La'avoda, and then you can superimpose on that the Kedushas Kohen Gadol La'avoda. Mashenkin, according to Kesef Mishnah, Yesh Mi'ayin, a person can go right from the Kohen who is not Brei La'avoda to Kedushas Kohen Gadol La'avoda. Perhaps that, in fact, is the Machlokes. And then the Sameach writes the following Chiddush, that maybe this should depend on a further Machlokes that you find in the Gemara. Again, this is a Chiddush al-Gabi Chiddush, and that's the following. What does the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot look like? It's explicit, Mechumash, that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is Shatnes. Semrav Bishtim. What is the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol? Well, you know how the Rambam paskins. That's that Rambam Hilchos Kelayim. Even Big Day Kohen Hedyot contains Shatnes. Lokamimei ha'avnet shebo, because the semrel and pishtin that was found in the avnet of Kohen Gadol is also true when it comes to the avnet of Kohen Hedyot. And another possibility in the Gemara, that's not true, that the avnet of Kohen Hedyot was an avnet which was made out of boots. It was not made out of Kelayim at all. So Sameach writes, again, it's a Chiddush, but there's Sameach writes, in the broader picture, you have a shared beged. An avnet that the Kohen Gadol wears and an avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wears. And you have a machlokes in the Gemara, whether they are the same or whether they are different. So there are some afrites, perhaps this is this issue. If you will argue that the Kedushas Kohen Gadol is Kedushas Kohen Shenitosib or Kedusha Acher, well then one could argue, but the begin which is shared is identical. If you argue that the Kedushas Kohen Gadol is completely distinct and independent, so therefore how can you argue Gzeirah Shavah, Avnet Avnet, that the Avnet of Kohen Gadol is equal to the Avnet of Kohen Hedyot? There's no common link. And therefore, when the Torah describes the Avnet, that's only Avnet of Kohen Gadol, not that of the Avnet of Kohen Hedyot. This Chiddush that we mentioned, the Rambam Shita, that Mechusar Begadim is not an independent psul, but rather it is B'Torah's Zar, Zar Sha'avan. So we pointed out that Rambam gives a couple of examples. The Rambam writes, one is a Kohen Hedyot who is lacking the Dala Begadim. Good. That's Kohen Mikdash Yud. Halacha Dalet. Then the Rambam writes, the same thing applies to a Kohen Gadol Sheshimesh Bepachos Mishmona Begadim. There's a further Chiddush. The Rambam does not, but one could have suggested a basic distinction. Maybe one could have argued the following, that when do you assume that Mechusar Begadim is Dino Kizar? That's if the Kohen Hedyot is not even wearing the Dala Begadim. But maybe one could have argued the following, that if the Kohen Gadol wears less than 8, maybe one could have argued that's a separate psul. Maybe one could have argued that the Kiddush is attained if you're wearing Dalit Begadim. So a Hedyot who wears 3 is not a Kohen Lavoda. But if you have a Kohen Gadol who's wearing 6 or 7, maybe one could have argued that's a separate psul. You see, according to the Rambam, that is not true. You see, according to the Rambam, that the Kohen Gadol who is wearing less than Shmona Begadim, that is a psul of Zara. The Rambam writes there, claiming there's both cases. But that's the greatest Kiddush. The Kohen Gadol that wears anything less than Shmona Begadim, right, he is considered to be a Zar La'avon. This Kiddush of the Rambam, Mechusar Begadim is not a separate psul, but rather Din Zar. One could now raise the following issue. Is this limited to Mechusar Begadim? Or does this apply even to Yitur Begadim? Yitur Begadim. Let's assume, for example, the Kohen will wear more than is necessary. That also is a psul. That's clear. That's a sugya in Zvach Medaf Yud Zayin. That, call a Mosif Gore as well. If you wear more than necessary, that also is a psul. What type of psul is that? Maybe there one could distinguish, no? When it comes to Mechusar Begadim, Bizman should begin to come out of the land. If the Kohen wears more than is necessary, so that must be a separate psul. Because he is wearing the necessary big day kuna, and perhaps he in fact has the Kedushas Kohen Lavavda. Our girs in the Rambam is not that way. We have in the Rambam of Usklei HaMikdash Perek Yud Halacha Hei as follows. Kishem Shemachusar Begadim Chayiv Misa Upasul Avoda. Just as Mechusar Begadim there's a Chayiv Misa B'nei Shamayim. And that the Rambam says in the Torah Zar. The same thing is true when it comes to Yitur Begadim. Kigon, for example, the Rambam writes, if the Kohen will put on a double ksonet, the Kohen will wear Shnei Avnetim. A Kohen Hedot will wear Big Day Kohen Gadol. The Rambam writes, Mechal Avoda and your Chayiv Misa B'nei Shamayim. That's a Kiddush, the Rambam Shita. That not only is Mechusar Begadim possible B'Torah Zar, Yitur Begadim is possible B'Torah Zar. In other words, a Kohen who is not Lavush Kiroyu, Lavush K'mitzvasa, does not have a Kiddushas Kohen Avoda. Whether it is Ribu Begadim, whether it is Mechusar Begadim. One could distinguish, one could have maybe argued the Kohen is not allowed to wear a Kohen Hedyot Big Day Kohen Gadol. But not that it is Kanato Dami, it is not as if he's not wearing Big Day Kun at all, and therefore he's possible. In fact, if you look in the Knesset HaGdolah, the Knesset HaGdolah has another Girsa. Take a look at the Frankel Rambam, different than our Girsa. And that is that when it comes to Yitur Begadim, Eino Chayev Misa. We have Chayev Misa, the Chayev Misa B'nei Shamayim. The other gears in the Rambam is that no, although the Kohen is not allowed to wear more, there is no Chayev Misa B'nei Shamayim. That's a fundamental issue. Our gears in the Rambam is it's a psul of Zar. The gears in Knesset HaGdolah is that Mechusar Begadim is the Torah Zar. Yitur Begadim is considered to be, right, an Yisr. Pasha Pshat, the two gears in the Rambam. However, one could suggest the following Kiddush, and that is even our Girsa, Chayiv Misa B'nei Shamayim, perhaps could be Molda B'Miktzas to the Knesset HaGdolah. What do I mean by that? The following. Our Girsa, that Yitur Begadim is Chayiv Misa B'nei Shamayim, just as Mechusar Begadim is Torah Zar. The Zman Shebigdalei means proper Levisha, improper Levisha is a Psul Zara. It's nothing. But just the following important Ta'ar. What is the Rambam's example of Yitzhar Begadim? The Rambam writes doubling up. No? You weren't extra Ksonis, you weren't extra Avnei. A Kohen Hedyot wears big day kuna. All the Rambam's examples of Yitzhar Begadim is wearing additional big day kuna. Well, what about, forget about Yitzhar Begadim al yedei additional big day kuna. The Kohen wears his big day kuna and puts on a t-shirt. What is that? That the Rambam also writes in Klei HaMikdash in Perek Yud Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes that if Karach al Basaro Beged, Shalom Maka Begadim. A Kohen improperly puts on something else. For example, the Rambam writes, Tukul Katam. The Rambam writes that, Ho v'choshuv Beged Bifnei Atzmo, it's an independent Beged that the Kohen should not be wearing. The Rambam writes, Harei Zeposel. Harei Zeposel. It's interesting. There the Rambam writes, Harei Zeposel. The Rambam does not write, Chayv Misa B'nei Shemayim. One could suggest the following, that even according to our Girs in the Rambam, when is it considered to be an improper Levisha's Big Day Kuna that cancels the Levisha? That's if Minei Obey, a person is wearing Big Day Kahuna improperly. A Kohen Hedyot wears Big Day Kohen Gadol. But if it's Yitzhar Begadim Al Yidei Begad Acher, there you don't argue Kalamosiv Gareya. You know, when it comes as a mashal to Bal Tosif, sometimes Bal Tosif means what you did is fine, but you violated a nisr. Now, the Gemara Shana B'Chamches. A person sits in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeret. Good? And again, in Eretz Yisrael. So in such a case, you violate Bal Tosif. And what about the days that you sat? Oh, the days that you sat are fine. What, because you violated Bal Tosif, from Afreya, you weren't Yotzei? Of course not. That's Bal Tosif. But sometimes it's worse. Kol HaMosiv Goreya. Sometimes the person will go ahead and wear tefillin of five parshios. You know what you could argue? That is not called tefillin. It's not that you fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin, but you violated Bal Tosif. Al yedei ha-hosafa, you were megareya. This is not tefillin. But the person goes ahead and has dalet minim and he sticks in a rose. Is that Bal Tosif or is that kol hamosif gareya? You know what the Gemara says? That should depend, for example, on Rabbi and the Chachamim. If you all like the Chamlulavain Tzarek again, so the addition does not impact on the Dalet Minim. But if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, that you must have everything Bagura Achas, somebody is not Yosei, now you can invoke Kalamosif Korea. Now you have Bagura Achas, something which is not the Dalet Minim. Sometimes there's a concept of about Tosif as an Isser, sometimes Kalamosif Korea, just as a Moshel, here as well. If the Kohen, according to the Rambam, will wear Big Day Kuna improperly, that is not called Levisha's Big Day Kuna. If in addition to the Big Day Kuna, Kohen was stuck in something else, no? He'll go ahead and he'll put on a t-shirt. So in such a case, that's an Issa, the Rambam, right? But the Rambam says, Fossil. Apparently not Chayv Yisa B'nei Shamayim. Fossil Pshat, that's a separate Issa. Maybe there are two halachos of Yitzhar Begadim. Sometimes Kolamosif Korea, sometimes it's a separate Isser. The Knesset on those gears says there's never a Kolamosif Goreya. It's all considered to be independent. But again, within the Shita of the Rambam, the gears that we have, one could distinguish in those particular places. This is the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, like Mechusse Begadim, Betorah Zar, the possibility of Yitzhar Begadim, and perhaps the two halachos. If it's Minei Ubei, Big Dei Kuna, that's a Kolamosif Goreya. That's a Zar. If, however, it is an additional type of beged, that perhaps the Rambam writes Kareis Apostle, the Diuk in the Rambam is in that case, it is not Chayv Misa B'nei Shemayim, because there we don't assume that Al Yedei HaTosefes, Kol HaMosiv Goreya, that impairs the Kiyum Levisha. Okay.